Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you look back at the film or just how you guys just came out with an aggressive approach on with a pass rush and on defense, is that, you know, you folks talked a lot about emphasizing improving the pass rush this offseason. Is this something that you envisioned happening?
Well, I mean, it's the end goal, right? We're still not there yet. We still have a lot of work to do. And I thought this game this past Sunday, yesterday, in fact, was a step in the right direction. But a lot of that goes back to what you do on the early downs as well in terms of setting up third down passing situations.
And I guess, you know, we've talked to you a lot about, you know, your ties and to Andy Reid and over the past couple of years. Now, for the first time since 2017, and that was early on, you get to face another former mentor. And how much do you appreciate Ron Rivera and what he did for you and giving you that shot, you know, back way back when? And how do you approach this game knowing that he's on the other sideline?
Well, I mean, Ron was has been one of my biggest mentors in this business. And as you mentioned, Andy Reid, Ron Rivera has been a huge influence in my career. And he's taught me a lot going to Carolina, learned a lot in those 6 years under Ron and his tutelage, both in a head coach position and from a defensive standpoint. And our ties go all the way back to Philadelphia, of course. And so he taught me a lot about the linebacker position when I was his QC and worked with the linebackers as well. So, and then just in terms of Ron being on the other sideline, I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ron, his family. They're outstanding people of high character, and glad he's seems to be doing well health-wise, and I'm just happy that he's had the success that he's had.
After the game, Zach said that he attended his aunt's funeral Saturday morning, and just what did you see from him being able to bounce back, not only after the fumble, but the fact that he was dealing with those emotions as well?
Yeah, I thought it showed a tremendous amount of character and focus, and the teammates did a great job supporting Zach as he went down there. And I mean, that's not easy to do, to go down there early ahead of the team and take care of business like he had to take care of on the personal side of things, and then shift gears and get focused to playing an NFL football game in the heat. So I thought he really did a phenomenal job. And as I mentioned last night after the game, Heather, I thought it was really fascinating to watch where after he had the fumble, he did a great job resetting and mentally that showed a lot of strength and toughness and got himself to where he was and having a really, really good game.
He said that last year, you know, he dealt with something similar, you know, in the Monday night game against San Francisco. And he said that the fact that you went back to him, especially in that game, the fact that you went back to him after the fumble and continued to tell him that you trust him really meant a lot and it went a long way. I guess just, you know, what does that mean to you to hear something like that? And for you to continue to have that trust in your player or anybody really after something like that happens.
Yeah, well, it's not just me. It's Kelly Skipper, our running backs coach. It's Brian Dable, our coordinator, of course. And I just think overall, that's what you'd want. That's what I would want if I were a player to be able to be given the chance to, as I mentioned before, to reset and learn from the mistake that I made. And we try and create an environment here where we can, where we talk about that and where we can try and follow through on that. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect with that, but I think being able to try and follow through on that best we can is important for our players to try and play aggressive and take risk, healthy risk. And I think that's a key part of who we are.
I was thinking yesterday, as the game was kind of coming to an end and we're heading downstairs, I was trying to get my head around, you know, the fact that we're going to ask you some questions in addition to what the defense did about maybe what some of the issues were offensively. And then you immediately addressed them, to your credit, in the post game. It leads me to this. I mean, what does it say about where your program and to use your word, the process is at, given the fact that after a 35-0 win over the Dolphins on the road, that the focus is on where and how you can get better in the way, you know, that it was after that game? I mean, how far along has this team and organization come in that sense, I guess?
Well, I just think, Adam, respectfully, that's who we are. That's how we do business here. And, you know, we're always looking to get better every day. And whether you win or lose, you're always, my job is to pinpoint the areas where this football team needs to improve and then find ways to get those things improved offensively, defensively, or special teams. And our coaches are wired that way as well. We've got great coaches here that they know, we know collectively what we expect and what we've got to do to move this team forward week to week. So I don't know if it's as much of a measure of where the organization is as much as it is probably just a mindset and that just passion of trying to become the best that we can become.
Does it speak at all to the environment that you just mentioned with regard to Zach Moss, the environment you're trying to create, that a culture, whatever it is you want to call it, that has players responding to that teaching and to those lessons in the way that they do?
Yeah, and that goes back to the players that Brandon brings in, right? With those guys being wired the right way, that they're willing to take coaching, willing to take constructive criticism at times. And listen, there's not every time can we afford to, hey, the guy's made, he's have given it, been given a chance to reset, and he didn't reset, and he makes the same mistake again. Then there's other things that come into play here. So I don't want to make this out to be something it's not. It's just us trying to continue to grow as an organization, as coaches, to develop a mindset that I think is a healthy mindset for our players and coaches to perform it.
Are there any aspects of Ron's leadership and coaching that you see in yourself?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, I look back at now to our time together. And, you know, there's things that as an assistant coach, you don't always understand why a head coach does the things that he does sometimes. And I'm sure that was probably the case for Ron working under Andy. And I can tell you it was the case for me working under Ron. And I think that's healthy. Until you're really in that position, in those shoes, you don't always get the whys and understanding of the big picture of things. So I just have my respect for Ron Rivera has grown exponentially since becoming a head coach myself. And so I just, you know, I always had respect for Ron and we have a deep friendship. But that respect and admiration has grown immensely.
And then just wanted to ask about, it looked like Tremaine Edmonds got a game ball yesterday. Was there any significance behind that?
No, I thought the defense overall, he's the leader of our defense or one of the leaders of our defense. And I felt like overall, you know, just the overall defensive effort, couldn't award, you know, 11 game balls. So we gave it to Tremaine.
Levi had the taunting penalty, then comes right back with the interception. Then we saw he had to leave the game with cramps. Is that why he didn't come back in the game? Because we didn't see much of him. We saw a lot of Dane after Levi had to leave the game.
Yeah, I mean, he had that situation come up during the game there, and felt like we were in a spot where we didn't need to have him back out there at the time. So until we knew more about what it was, we just wanted to play it on the safe side.
And then offensively, Cody Ford, 100% of the snaps, no rotation, at least in this game. What have you seen from him, even in just 2 weeks of game action, that has given you the confidence that he should earn that playing time that he did yesterday?
Well, I see his mentality and his attitude, John, starting to come out, right? What we saw in college, and that personality and attitude can have a can leave a mark on our offense in a positive way. And I think that's been good to watch. He continues to grow with the technique part of the game. And I thought our offensive line showed signs of growth yesterday, and I'm encouraged by that. Is there still room? Absolutely. There's still a lot of room for growth, just like there is with our entire football team. So I was encouraged by that.
After watching film, Coach, what were some of your bright spots and some of miscues from yesterday's victory?
Well, I thought we got off to a good, fast start in the game overall, which was good. We played good complementary football. Defense three and out, good punt return, and then we set our offense up, and our offense second play of the game, hit the ball off tackle there. So I thought we got off to a good start. We picked up some takeaways, which we were looking for. Offensively, we came out after half and got into a good rhythm. I thought the adjustments, as I said, after the game at halftime that were made were on point. And then special teams, I thought, factored into that win in a complimentary role. And the punt before half was a big momentum swing, if you will.
Early in that second half with Jacoby Brissett out there, they were trying to find some early success and trying to isolate you guys in cover two. But Poyer and Hyde adjusted to that very, very quickly and took that away. What makes them the best tandem in the NFL, Coach?
Well, listen, I have a great appreciation for those two. They've been with us since we arrived here. And they put in so much time. They're big leaders in our locker room. Right. I mean, they're positive every day. They're different in their own way. Jordan, a little bit, maybe serious, Mike, a little bit more, lighter on a daily basis, but, I really appreciate both of them and what they bring to our football team.
Ron has talked a little bit about how when he reached out to you guys and, emphasis on kind of what you guys have built in Buffalo. Just what do you remember from those conversations, and what was it like for your mentor to basically be asking you for advice and stuff to do to pick your brain?
Yeah, you broke up on the early part of the question, but I'll do the best with what I heard, Matt. It's that's what we do as coaches. That's what we do in this business, is try and learn from other people. And I think it says a lot about Ron, and I know Ron's got a great relationship with Brandon Bean as well, and so they're close friends, and I'm sure Brandon shared a lot of things that Ron maybe had some questions about, but Ron has helped both of us, as Marty Herney as well. So there's a mutual admiration, mutual respect, friendship, and I just think that we're all in this for the same reason, the same goal here, and that's to become the best we can.
Hey, Sean, I just want to clarify with the Levi situation. You said you were waiting till you had more information. Is there any update you can share on him going forward, or is it mostly just the cramping?
Yeah, mostly just some irritation that was going on there.
Okay, and then I just wanted to see the offensive line yesterday. Did you like how they looked yesterday? Was that a step in the right direction in terms of that group?
It was. I felt like there were definitely signs of growth there. I thought all five guys that played, and then we brought Spencer Brown in, had their moments for sure that were positive. And then there's some things that I know all of them want back, and plays that they have to continue to learn from as individual players and as a group. And so that'll be another step this week and a necessary step that we must take for us to be successful.
I'm just curious, when you came in as defensive coordinator with the Carolina Panthers, I believe Scott Turner was an offensive quality control coach at the time. Just what do you remember about him at the time that you met him those 2 years? And then how have you seen him develop recently as offensive coordinator?
Yeah, what I remember about Scott was he was extremely hardworking, obviously came from coming from a football family, had a football mind or a mind for the game, and you know, was always asking questions, always working hard at his job, and whatever his job was, whether it's quality control or as I saw him go up the ranks at the different organizations. In those cases, it was from a distance because he went to Minnesota from there. You know, just always seemed to have a good feel for the game, and always respected that.
And this is just out of general curiosity. A lot of the coaches that Ron brought over to Washington are people that you're fairly familiar with as well, too. Does that familiarity help at all at any level, or is there just so much time that has passed that it really is negligible at this point?
Yeah, I don't think it helps, really, to be honest with you. It's just more, I think, just probably respect and admiration on our end for those coaches and staff. They've got some really good coaches that left Carolina that went to Washington and that obviously continued to do a great job and what they did last season and to start their off to this season. So I learned a lot from those coaches.
To kind of build on that, is there anything you have to tweak when there is that degree of familiarity, whether it's, you know, language or play calls or anything, to in the sense that you may have brought that language with you to Buffalo?
You know, I think, you know, just across the league, everyone's always trying to be aware of some of the language that's out there, and especially with the terminology and the way that the TV copies anymore pick up and bring the NFL into the fans' living room. It's there's a lot of things that are audible out there. So we try and self-scout that. I'm sure Washington does the same.
And a Tremaine Edmonds question, if you don't mind, just can you speak to the growth he's made just in terms of his leadership and being a guy who would be a game ball guy from when he's arrived to now?
Yeah, I mean, Tremaine has always been a tremendous young man. As you guys know, great family, great support, great love from that standpoint. And he's always wanted to learn. And I think the biggest thing I've seen is his ability to communicate and take charge of our defense. And I think that's grown over the years and it's at its height right now. And so just the leader that he's become, I think it's been really a joy to watch as a coach.
Another question about Tremaine. For him to step in and be able to start immediately at the mic after you drafted him, what sort of learning curve did he face and how quickly did he kind of develop into that role?
Yeah, when you play that position, Mike linebacker in particular, that's one of the quarterbacks of the defense, if you will, right? So there's the depth of the playbook is deeper than at most other positions. So that's a hard ask for a young player to come in and be able to do his job, yet also line other people up and coordinate the defense out there for us. I think you saw him work through that in the early year or two there. And now it seems like he's really gotten to be pretty darn good at it, in fact. So it's fun to watch him out there.
For going against a relatively inexperienced quarterback like Taylor Heinicke, how much tape do you feel you need to really understand a player's tendencies, to know what he likes, what he's going to do, et cetera?
Well, I saw what he did in that playoff game against Tampa last season, and that was impressive. And I caught a little bit of the game on TV last Thursday night where they won. It's my exposure, honestly, is a little bit limited at this point, just in my week at this point. So I'll watch a little bit more as I get off the call here.
We've heard Ron drop all types of sayings, be where your feet are, don't make what's interesting important, various things like that. I'm wondering if any of those kind of those coach sayings have stuck with you as you've built your career here in Buffalo.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing he always said every morning was attitude, preparation, and effort are the things that our team could control. I think he called it the inner ape, controlling your inner ape. And I don't know if he's used that or not, but I think that's very true and powerful.
You brought up how your level of respect went up for him exponentially when you became a head coach. What were some situations that maybe you look back on now and say, oh, now I get it? Were there anything in particular where it just jumped out?
You know, nothing, I guess, in particular, but just overall. I mean, there was times where as coaches, we always want more time. We always want another rep in the practice schedule. And you know, there'll be times when I would ask for another rep for the defense and he'd shoot it down. And yet then there's times when the offense would come back and say, hey, we need another rep, and he'd grant it. So I think from that standpoint, you know, I don't know why it's this way, but we as defensive coaches, sometimes try and make it harder on our own, if you will. And I do the same here, and I don't know why it is. And I try and figure out why, but, that also made us tougher on defense and made us develop a mentality that I know Ron wanted us to have.
And then his teams always, when you're in Carolina, even last year, they seem to play well in the second half of the year. Why
is that? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. You know, I don't know. That's probably a better question for Ron. I think he just does it. He does a great job of motivating his team and especially to play well down the stretch.
You've talked a little bit about, I think, in other places about Josh Allen's growth. And I wonder, other than maybe patience or finding the right guy right away, what are some of the things that you have to put around a quarterback in terms of his growth and in the way that Josh has so far?
Are you asking about personnel?
Yeah, either as a coach or, you know, finding the right structures, I guess, in order to, you know, get him to develop him along as you guys have with Josh.
Well, I think it's a total team effort across the organization, right? From the way the head coach, the way the offensive coordinator, the way the quarterback coach handle their dealings with the quarterback, how the media and how Derek Boyko in this case handles his dealings with Josh and the plan in the off season for the quarterback. So there's a lot. I mean, it is a comprehensive plan, if you will, that you put on the table when you draft a young quarterback. And Josh, to his credit, has taken a lot of it on his own and taken a lot of ownership of that process. And so you got to have that as well.
Were there parts of that process, that comprehensive plan, that surprised you, obviously being a defensive coach?
No, I mean, I saw it being under Andy Reid with Donovan, and then being under Ron with Cam. So I was around two situations where we had young, high draft pick quarterbacks that were developed over time. And so I was able to take good notes on those situations and how they unfolded.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.